I don't get to tell this story very often, but I love this story. This is probably one of the most exciting things that happened to me when I was in the 70s, and I had graduated from college, and I went to Europe like many people did after college back in the 70s. I had the Eurail pass and my ticket to go to the hostel. And I decided on part of my trip to go to Scotland. And so if you can imagine being with me, I've been up in northern Scotland and up in the area where the Loch Ness Monster lives. So I decided to go up there and stay in a hostel right on the lake where the Loch Ness Monster is supposed to be. So I was hoping that I might see the monster. But I'm a hiker, and I love to hike, and I love to explore, and I love to, you know, follow paths and roads, different places. And so behind the hostel was this road, and it went winding up probably, 2,000 feet. And it was a very gradual road, and if you can just imagine purple heather growing on the side and a small stream and a waterfall, just very pastoral, very lovely. I'm all alone. It's very peaceful. And I wind myself up to the very top of this large, large mountain that overlooks the Loch Ness Lake. And it's very pastoral. There's not a lot of trees up there in this part of Scotland. So you can look out and you can just see miles and miles, just clear open space. And so I was just standing up there and just admiring the lake and hoping I might see the monster and just enjoying this peaceful time. And then all of a sudden, I heard, bah! I'm like going, I didn't see any sheep on the way up. And I heard, bah! And then I listened again and it was, bah! And it was, oh, wow, I think there's a lost sheep. And so I kept hearing it, and it wasn't just a plain, bah! It was a, bah! It was stressed out. And so I started looking for the sheep because I could tell that there was something wrong. And I really love animals. And so I was really starting to be concerned. So this stressed noise of a sheep bleeding kept coming, and I kept looking, and I went, you know, traced my trail back, and then all of a sudden, about 500 feet back, I could see the sheep, and it was caught on a wire fence. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have got to rescue this sheep. But it was so frightened, but I had to go there and rescue it. And so the closer I got to the sheep, it started tugging harder and harder to get away, to get out from its, however it was caught, I couldn't tell. So I finally got up there, and everything that I'm going to tell you now just happened really fast, because I got up to the sheep, and of course it was just freaking out. It was pulling its neck, and it had some kind of a wire caught around its neck, but I couldn't see it because their fur is so thick. And so I couldn't see how could I get this wire off of this sheep's neck, and it was attached to another fence. And so it kept pulling and jerking, and I was digging, trying to get through to see where the wire was and how I could detach it. And all of a sudden, the sheep just, it dropped. It dropped to the ground, and its eyes rolled back, and it urinated. And I went, oh my God, it's going to die in front of me. So I just frantically dug through the fur, and I found that it was a slip knot of the wire. And so I put my hands in it, and I pulled it out, and I took it off the sheep, and sheep was laying back on. I put my hands on its chest, and I started pumping it and pumping it. And I waited a few minutes, and its eyes opened up, and it looked at me. And I went, oh my God, it's alive. And it jumped up, and it looked at me again, and it took off. Lost but found.